Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truly do believe you have a drug problem.
Okay. What drugs?
Well, at first it was weed, and then I found needles next to your bed.
You found needles?
Yes, I did, and I took a picture of it. So you can try to deny it to me.
Okay.
What a jackass. I don't know why that's funny. That's actually really fucking scary.
Okay, you found
it. And it was a huge impetus of why I left.
Okay.
All right, everybody, we have an incredibly disturbing story right now that is setting the entire Republican Party in a tailspin. One Republican representative may be forced to resign after court filings show that he allegedly abused his wife, poured boiling hot water on her, broke the clavicle of his two-year-old child, held a gun to his ex-wife's head, and has repeatedly had allegations of abuse since even before he was in Congress. I am talking today about Republican Representative Max Miller. We at Mockler Media call for the immediate resignation of Max Miller, as we have been for months now. And now, even Max Miller's father-in-law, Senator Bernie Moreno from Ohio, has officially given a statement telling Max Miller to resign immediately. I am so sick of growing up in a political environment where men who commit the most disgusting crimes are then let go, or at least the crimes are covered up because they know other people in power. We've covered the Epstein files. We've covered Andrew Tate. We've covered Tristan Tate. We've covered Representative Matt Gaetz and the many other names that I could list off right now. But this is perhaps one of the most despicable examples of cowardice in the Republican Party. All of these spineless Republicans didn't say a single word because it would have hurt them politically. And it took a media firestorm, including a bunch of people in Ohio wondering what the hell was happening, before anything was said about this. Republican Representative Max Miller this morning came out and posted a video trying to defend himself from all of these allegations that are proven in court filings. But Max Miller made it so much worse, and you can see his narcissistic abuser mindset in the video that I'm going to play in one moment. I mean, he says the quote, quote, "My former wife has claimed that during a custody exchange at my home that day, I assaulted her. If I had assaulted her, would she have offered to cook me dinner 6 days later?" Yes, you absolute idiot. This is like a defining feature of many abusive relationships. If you've ever seen something like this happen close to you, as I have in my family, it's not as simple as the woman just leaving the relationship right away. We all wish it were that simple, but there are certain power imbalances or even dependencies financially or children that are involved that make it very hard for the split to be that clean. Reality doesn't work in such a way where if someone's abused, they immediately dip. Actually, it's like very common in abusive relationships for the woman to continue to do things like this while finding a way to leave. So this shows right here his mindset, his selfish, narcissistic, manipulative mindset that follows the allegations perfectly. So on screen now is Ohio Representative Max Miller. He is married to Emily Moreno, a Republican strategist whose father is an Ohio senator. This is the father-in-law of Max Miller, Senator Bernie Moreno. Senator Moreno has been entirely quiet, zip, about all of this, not saying anything about it. He said in a statement a week ago that it's all private concerns and he's not going to address it. And I thought that was pretty cowardish. That was really cowardly, to be honest. The fact that your daughter has been abused by this man, and yet you don't want to lose political power in the state of Ohio, so you're going to be quiet about it? Man, put politics aside for just one second and focus on your family. What kind of conservative Christian are you? But this is Senator Bernie Moreno. I'm not going to show Emily Moreno, the ex-wife or the daughter, because she's not a public figure like her father and her ex-husband are, but I will start off with this video of Representative Max Miller. Actually, first, I think it's important that I read the allegations so we're all on the same page. As always, if you appreciate these quick vacation videos where I pop in, I report the news, then you can subscribe below to join Mockler Media, join the Mockler Mafia, and help us push for a better country. Make sure you drop the like as well. Let's start off right here. In mid-March, two detectives, an Ohio County Division of Children and Family Services caseworker, and a Cleveland Clinic physician, met on Zoom to discuss how the two-year-old daughter of a congressman and granddaughter of a U.S. Senator, Bernie Moreno, he looks young, but he's 59 years old, to discuss how she ended up with a broken collarbone. Quote, "The bruising surrounding the clavicle fracture made the injury suspicious," wrote one of the detectives who summarized the Zoom meeting. Further, someone on the call, quote, "advised the injury would have required a high degree of impact to occur. Neither the child's father, Max Miller, representative from Ohio, nor the mother, conservative policy advisor Emily Moreno, admitted to knowing what caused their daughter's injury or that it occurred while their daughter was under their care. Miller's primary theory was that the bruising resembled marks from a seatbelt. Moreno, the ex-wife who discovered the bruises and took the child to an emergency room, suggested the cause may have been something more sinister. Records of the investigation into potential child abuse show that Moreno told detectives that Miller had previously thrown hot water at her, shoved her, and held a gun to her head. Therefore, she couldn't rule out that Miller caused their daughter's fracture. Moreover, a child protection specialist reviewing the incident had characterized the bruising near the fracture as resembling a handprint." So finally, Senator Bernie Moreno made a statement today in response to Max Miller's video. Let's start off with this video. Again, like, trigger warning, this is an abusive man being manipulative in this video. It's very important to know that going
in. "My former wife has claimed that during a custody exchange at my home that day, I assaulted her. Here's what actually happened, and I have the Ring doorbell footage that backs it up. She came to my home in a good mood, and we have text messages to prove it, which you'll have, to pick up our daughter early for a friend's birthday party. She was inside my house for several minutes when she left. The video shows her walking out, carrying our daughter calm, in the same good mood, showing no distress whatsoever. And as they left, you can hear me say, 'Goodbye, I love you, and I love you, Ruthie.' Literally telling my ex-wife that I still cared for her. Does that sound like somebody who would just walk out and who would have been violently thrown a wall and been abused? She didn't call the police after that. She didn't go to the hospital, ladies and gentlemen. Do you want to know what she did? She went straight to a child's birthday party. The very next day, we had a friendly phone call about our daughter's upcoming hospital procedure, and I drove in from Washington to be there for it. 6 days later, she offered to cook empanadas for me for dinner, just 2 days later after this alleged incident. The day after that, she invited me and my girlfriend, and which you'll have in text messages, to join her and our daughter at a playground. And that day, I just went with my former wife to the playground to spend time with our daughter. A week later, on February 15th, she wrote to me in her own words, which you will see, 'I think it's great you and I are in a friendlier place.' She then offered me more extra overnights with our daughter."
Holy shit, what a slimy, disgusting, and desperate video coming from manipulative abuser Max Miller. In this video, Max Miller is trying to undermine the credibility of his ex-wife by painting a selective narrative based on random texts. I mean, first of all, I don't even believe a word this guy says. From my understanding, he hasn't released any texts or videos since posting this. But second of all, you can craft a selective narrative in abusive relationships. As I mentioned earlier, abusive relationships aren't as easy and as simple as, oh, I mean, she got abused and then she walked off and left. It often is very complicated. I can think of factors right now. They have a child together. Maybe she went to a child's birthday party because she had made promises to the parents that she would show up with their kid and that she didn't want to cancel randomly or act weird or have some stigma around this. I mean, women reporting their abuse is still very stigmatized in 2026. There are very normal, rational factors as to why your ex-wife still went to a child's birthday party and wanted to act like everything was normal. She probably wanted to shake off what Max Miller just did to her. It's despicable that he'll try to use this. So people have been wondering, you know, how come Bernie Moreno, Senator Moreno, is quiet about this? This is from a hearing a few days ago in which he tried to grill Anthony Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci. People are wondering, why do you have so much smoke for Dr. Fauci, but none for your son-in-law who abused your daughter? I mean, man, put politics aside for a second. Just protect your family.
To myself, I cannot stand idly on the side and watch this happen. It was about 6 years ago today that I decided I'm going to give up my businesses, sell them all, run for office, run for the United States Senate. Here I am sitting in front of you 6 years later saying, who the fuck do you think you were for doing that?
Bro, you have all the smoke for Dr. Fauci saying that you can't stand idly by. Who the F do you think you are? And then when it comes to his own daughter, he didn't have anything to say for weeks and weeks and weeks until he finally came out with a statement. Senator Bernie Moreno said in response to Max Miller's video, as a father and husband, I can tell you the last 2 years have been pure hell for my wife, Bridget, our daughter, Emily, me, and our entire family in the aftermath of Emily's divorce. It has been horrific to watch this play out in full public view, all while knowing an innocent 2-year-old girl is caught in the middle. Boom. That's probably one of the reasons why it took so long to report this and get it all there, because you don't want your 2-year-old to grow up in a public feud about abuse that says, our priority has always been protecting our daughter and our granddaughter. Out of concern for the safety of my family, I hope to keep this matter private, but Max Miller's increasingly erratic and dangerous behavior has made that impossible. As he has admitted privately, Max Miller needs serious psychological help. He is a danger to my daughter, and I hold my breath every minute he has custody of my granddaughter. If there are any basic standards of character required to hold elected office, Max Miller fails them. He should not serve in the House of Representatives. I believe Max Miller needs to seek professional help to end the clear pattern of abuse he has left in his wake. I believe he should not be free to continue endangering others until he does. Wow. He's calling for prison. I ran for office because I wanted to make a difference for the country that gave me every opportunity to succeed and to leave this nation better for my children and grandchildren. That sacrifice has been especially hard on my wife, Bridget, whose big heart and steady support has never wavered. I owe it to her, to Emily, and my granddaughter to speak the truth now. So I agree with what he's saying. Max Miller should be in prison. Max Miller should get the due process that everyone's afforded, but he should resign immediately, be investigated, and if these allegations are true, he needs to be in prison. So, I mean, credit where credit is due for Bernie Moreno, to Bernie Moreno, for coming out now. I don't know how much credit you guys want to give him in the audience. Like, let me know. Does it count if you're silent for a few weeks, a few months, and it's a really risky situation to come out publicly? Or do you think there was cowardice in the fact that he didn't come out earlier? I could see both sides of it. I personally understand why he'd want to keep this private, but I do think there is power to leading some of these narratives. I mean, be a leader. You were supposed to be a leader in Congress, a senator. A senator should protect his family and protect his country above politics, and he should have been calling this shit out years ago. But I understand not wanting to start a public feud. Then, statement from Emily Moreno, of course, the daughter of Bernie Moreno. Quote, it is shameful that Max Miller decided to go on a bizarre and lie-filled rant about his ex-wife to desperately try to save his political career. There is a documented trove of evidence that Miller has a history of violent and dangerous behavior, and no amount of victim-shaming will change that. It is despicable and abhorrent that Miller lied on an unhinged and humiliating video for their daughter to watch one day. No loving parent would have ever used their daughter as a PR pawn to save their own political career. Miller can lie and spin on X, but he cannot do so under oath in a court of law. We are confident that justice will prevail in court. Just a few days ago, there was a new restraining order filed against Max Miller by Emily Moreno's lawyers. Emily Moreno has one already, but apparently Max Miller was like attacking her lawyers physically. It is unhinged as hell. Here is a clip of them arguing that was released, and this is one, them going back and forth.
All of our conversations.
No, I don't. And
so
I don't.
You've never recorded one of our conversations.
And by the way, and I've never gone into your cell phone. And I've never gone into your computer. And I've never sneaked into your backpack. And I've never banged on the bathroom door thinking that you're masturbating when you were just using the bathroom at 5:30 a.m.
I have gone into your backpack because I truly do believe you have a drug problem.
Okay. What drugs?
Well, at first it was weed, and then I found needles next to your bed.
You found needles?
Yes, I did, and I took a picture of it. You can try to deny it to me.
Okay.
What a jackass.
I don't know why that's funny. That's actually really fucking scary.
Okay, you found
it. And it was a huge impetus of why I left.
Okay.
He sounds high in this video.
Go for it. Test me for whatever you would like.
No, Max, that's even scary that that's a thing. That actually freaks me the fuck out.
It's not a thing. And you didn't find it next to a bed.
Yes, I did, Max. Yes, the fuck I did.
Then it's not mine.
Then who else's needle is in the bedroom drawer, Max?
No idea, but I can tell you 1,000% I've never had a needle in my bedroom drawer. 1,000%.
You've never had a needle
Jewish word of honor. That is my bedroom drawer. Not in my bedroom drawer. I have never had a needle in my bedroom drawer.
He seems to be specifically talking about his bedroom drawer.
And that is not
a lie. Where are they, Max? Because that's where I found it.
Nope. I don't have needles in the house. You can come check. I've never put a needle in the...
I don't know what it is, but I don't believe a single word this guy says. He seems like a stereotypical narcissistic abuser, right? Like, he sounds drunk and high in that video I just played. In this one, he admits that he poured boiling water on his wife. He tries to downplay it. He tries to defend himself, but he admits it. Listen.
Never was done to hurt you, and you know that. You are weaponizing this because of my previous allegation.
True. And if you knew it was because you went into my room when I was crying.
So, Emily,
I didn't mean to hurt you. I didn't mean to hurt you. Why are you scared of me?
Yeah, I didn't mean to hurt you. It wasn't done with intent. Uh-huh. You just said it yourself.
I've got a feeling it was done with intent.
You literally just said it yourself. It wasn't done to hurt you. And I told you before that not to come over to me and start screwing around with me.
So he walked up and was like, I'm not going to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you. I don't mean to hurt you. And then he still did it. And that's supposed to be not abusive.
You're taking a playful incident and making something nefarious.
It's not playful. When you have hot water.
Emily, going out of the faucet, it does not get to a temperature of boiling water. It does not.
Put it on when you get home, Max, and see if you can get
it. I did, and I tested it, and I had our attorneys test it because I figured that this is what you were going to come at me with.
But literally,
it's like standing under a hot shower, and we already have someone to go ahead and combat this if this is what you're going to do.
This seems hugely manipulative. So he's conceding that he did spill hot water on her, but he's saying that he didn't have the intent. He is now currently crashing out on Twitter. On Twitter, Max Miller can't control himself. Nobody really cares. Like, nobody's even seeing it because he's such a non-figure. He just needs to resign and leave immediately. So he responded to Bernie Moreno, his father-in-law, ex-father-in-law, and he quote tweeted it and said, at Bernie Moreno, if my daughter said the same thing to me, I personally wouldn't wait 2 years before holding him accountable. You know this isn't true, and the only reason you are speaking out now is to hide from your own media circus. This is all political. Now, when he's talking about Bernie Moreno's media circus, he's talking about this rumor that Bernie Moreno was found on a gay dating website. Ahead of Tuesday's primary election, there's mounting anxiety inside the GOP that Bernie Moreno may emerge with the nomination. After vaulting to the top tier of contenders, Moreno, who has shifted from a public supporter of LGBTQ to a hardline opponent, is confronting questions about the existence of a 2008 profile seeking men for one-on-one sex on a casual encounter website called Adult Friend Finder. Hi, looking for young guys to have fun with while traveling, reads a caption on a photoless profile under the name Nardo19672. According to an Associated Press review of records made public through a massive and well-publicized data breach of the website, records show the profile was last accessed about 6 hours after it was created, and it was created with Moreno's email accounts. Wow. So this is a side story. This isn't even that important, but Max Miller is trying to weaponize this story to try to distract from his own abuse. So he then says, this is all political. Why wouldn't you say this earlier? Again, he's using this abuser line of thinking that, oh, if the abuse was so horrific, why didn't you just speak out right away? I don't know, idiot, because there's dozens and dozens of factors that can stop that from happening. Financial dependency. Sometimes it's even as simple as housing or fear of retaliation or custody concerns or isolation, lack of support. There's a stigma around it. There's manipulation around it. There are many reasons why these abusive relationships sometimes don't end right away. And I have a feeling that Max Miller knows that. He's being manipulative. I'm going to leave it there. I just want to end this off by saying I'm 23 years old. I'm a young dude who has grown up in America. And through my formative years, I've seen the most shitty human beings rise to the top. I mean, for real, my mom always told me that if you were hardworking, respectful, and you treat others the way you wanted to be treated, that you would get ahead in life through gratefulness, through respect, through all of this, right? And then I see Donald Trump and J.D. Vance rise to power after being the most disrespectful, awful assholes for years. Elon Musk, awful asshole. Max Miller, Andrew Tate, all these people, right? Awful assholes. And they just keep gaining power. So I want to keep pushing for an America where that doesn't happen, where people who are abusive assholes aren't in positions of power and are actually held accountable. If you see that vision and want to join the mission, drop a like below. Subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I love you all and peace out.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.